Sunny, warm weather could set some records for Haynes and Skagway. And Haynes High School says goodbye to 20 graduating seniors. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the shorts and sandals are coming out. You might think this warm, sunny weather is a stroke of good luck. But it's actually a high-pressure ridge that's camping out for a while above the Gulf of Alaska. Here's NOAA meteorologist Aaron Jacobs.
It's pretty much keeping all the weather systems away from southeast Alaska. There's weather systems going up and over the ridge and then going down below the ridge. So we're kind of smacked right in the, underneath the high, so everything's kind of going around us.
Jacobs says the blocking ridge looks like it'll stay put for another week or so until around the end of May. May is generally one of the driest months of the year. Some warm, dry days aren't unusual, but Jacobs says the persistence of this weather is abnormal. So far, Haynes has received 0.21 inches of precipitation this month. The driest May in Haynes was in 1996, with 0.14 inches. Jacobs says Haynes could have the third driest May on record if there's not much more rain. For Skagway, this could be the driest May on record in 50 years. So far, there's been only 0.18 inches of rain. That prompted the Skagway Fire Department to issue a burn ban on Tuesday. Open burning is prohibited outside the hydrant-protected area of town until further notice. In terms of temperature,
I think both Skagway and Haynes have a chance at breaking their some temperature records for the month. Haynes, I don't think it's too far away. I think Haynes has a better chance than Skagway.
This weekend could be the time when those temperature records are broken. Jacobs says it might heat up into the 80s. So far, the average high temperature in Haynes this month is 63 degrees. That's 5.8 degrees above normal. In Skagway, the average high has been 62.4 degrees. So, will this kind of weather continue this summer? Jacobs says there's an 80% chance that southeast Alaska will have higher than normal temperatures this summer. But in terms of precipitation, the odds of a wet, dry, or normal summer are all equal at this point. Haynes High School graduated 20 seniors on Tuesday evening.
If I'd given a choice when I first entered high school, I probably would have never picked this small group of people to be my classmates for the next 4 years. But now, after what seems like an eternity of assemblies, testing, presentations, and field trips, I realize that I would not have wanted it any other way.
Salutatorian Jenny Humphrey was the first student to speak at the graduation ceremony. She said, when she thinks of the class of 2015, one word comes to mind.
Humor. As a class, we are constantly laughing, and usually not at the most appropriate of times. We turn the often stressful days of high school into a time of fun and entertainment. I laughed every day at Haynes High School, whether it was in the hallways, at lunch, or in the classroom, as we shared crazy stories and some outrageous ideas.
Humphrey didn't need to provide evidence of that humor. Graduate Kyle Klinger did that when he put on a pair of sunglasses and sauntered around the gym, serenading the crowd.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
The humor continued in valedictorian Keegan Sundberg's speech. He addressed something on everyone's mind. It was getting really hot in this gym full of people.
I see you fanning your faces with the programs like you're about to pass out. Think about how I feel. Think about how we feel on this grand occasion. You should be down here fanning our faces unless you want... yeah. Unless you want to deal with some heat exhaustion.
But Sundberg did get serious after a few minutes. He told his classmates about his guiding principles, time management and dedication.
I'll tell you right now, there were countless days in my high school career that I thought the work I was doing was pointless. All the math matrices and subject, verb, predicate nonsense really gave me a run for my money. Like, come on, Davis, am I even going to use this in my future? The little things that seem to have no use are what really make a person strong. Those were the days I had the toughest time staying dedicated to my schoolwork, but all I could do was push through. I knew the intense studying and late night homework sessions would pay off.
Hard work was also a theme in commencement speaker and high school teacher Lily Boron's speech. She told graduates to let their roots in Haines strengthen them during difficult times.
Your families, your teachers, and your community has invested much into your future. What will you do with it? That's the big question.
Boron talked about pushing herself to take up running. She started out running for 30 seconds at a time, and after a while, she was able to run several miles in a race.
If you're standing still, get up and start walking. If you're walking, run. If you're running, spread your wings and fly. We'll all be watching.
The 20 graduates are headed to college, jobs, and vocational programs. Students were awarded about $60,000 in scholarships for their next steps.
Now, graduating class of 2015, I'm proud to say congratulations. We made it.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Gene Kennedy is one of 17 Haines artists participating in the Alaska Arts Confluence's Fort Seward Sculpture Garden. It's one of the largest public art projects in the town's history. And history is a big part of Kennedy's piece. He's using his welding and building skills to recreate a photograph taken in the early 1900s at Fort Seward. Here's the third installment in our artist series.
These are pictures that I found at the museum of a soldier boy with his dog cart. And 20, 30 years ago, Norm Blank gave me a dog cart that came from Haines in the teens or 20s. So those two things combined, and I got this inspiration to weld a full-size dog, match it up to the cart that Norm Blank gave me. And I think we've got it all worked out to set it in approximately the same place as this picture from 1920.
Let's go see it.
Let's do. Speaking of dogs, there's my model.
This my is ass. Your inspiration for the dog?
Say, I'm happy. Say, I'm happy. Say it.
He sounds happy about being the inspiration.
Well, he's happy just to be alive. So here's the cart. And I'll deck it in yellow cedar and then weld the dog that pulls the cart. I've just started the dog. Here's the back leg. This is rebar, 3/8 rebar. So I have got lots of rebar to cut and chop. The idea is it was supposed to be a shaggy dog, so these will end up, there will be lots of stuff like this that looks like shaggy fur. Mm-hmm. What I am is I work with metal. I work with steel, and so that's what I know. It's just a satisfaction of making something. In real life, I'm a plumber. I like that because it's fixing things. It's making things work. So I guess that's my justification for life. It's the sort of the underpinnings of my creative desire is to make things work.
What about the part of it being public art, like something people are going to walk past every day, like people interacting with it?
Well, that should be good for the ego. I want people to see my work and say, Gene Kennedy did that. Of course, I know a lot of people will say, Gene Kennedy did that. But others will say, Gene Kennedy did that. I think that this sculpture that I'm making may help persuade people to look a little closer, a little more at the fort. It's a fascinating bit of history that I like learning about. And we've got a little piece of it right here in Haines.
That was Haines artist Gene Kennedy talking about his project for the Fort Seward Sculpture Garden. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.